Are you tired of the endless supply of terrible storytelling? Of uninspiring, nihilistic stories that permeate most of modern-day entertainment? Are you tired of the diversity, equality, and inclusion standards that are forced upon movie creators and actors? Well, so are we. So go with us on a journey as we chronicle for you the latest news in entertainment, as we discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of the film industry, and as we pave a way forward to see the kingdom of Christ grow and the dragon of secularism meet its end. If you want to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thePowell Bros, or follow the link in the show notes. There you will gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both movie chronicles and movie reviews. Now, on with the show. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros. We are here. We're so back.
Yep.
Another week. It's been a busy week. We already released Emergency Chronicles earlier in the week, the Fantastic Four trailer. I don't know if you have much more to say about that. I might have a couple comments, but we got most of that covered there. And
I think we'll probably just leave that.
Yeah. Now we're back to our normal episode.
So yep.
I'm one of your hosts, Trent Powell, joined by my co-host, Tobias Powell. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Got a few things to talk about, and
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Tobias, what do you got? What do you got? Where do you want to begin the discussion? That's what this is. This is a discussion of film and entertainment. We're just talking.
Well, we got the Black Karate Kid needing some attention since it's been, 15 years since he's been in a movie, so... Oh. So he put a house on his head and went to the Grammys.
Yep. And everyone talked about it. Yep.
Clearly... fishing for attention
or something,
or some crazy mental illness.
Mentally ill. Honestly, he's always been a weird one.
Yeah.
Ever since it's been 15 years, like legit. Since
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know he did After Earth, the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Right.
And I don't know. Like,
other than that, like, I don't know that he's probably been like some like small dumb thing or something.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna look it up right now.
I think he wanted to be an actor like his dad, or he just like felt like it was an expectation put upon him. He did Pursuit of Happiness. I don't know, like, was that his first film? I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
And then, which, like, he was really young in that. I thought he did okay. The Karate Kid, which next month we'll be dropping that review for that. 2010's The Karate Kid. I have some things to say about that one, but we'll save it for that. And the After Earth. I never even saw After Earth. Did you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Okay. Anyways.
Looks like he's done some voice work, actually. Quite a bit of voice work.
And I think he tried to launch his, like, a music career in hip-hop or something, just like his dad.
Yep.
But then, I don't know, he's always, like, for one, he's always, like, dresses weird. Like, he very flamboyant outfits and just really odd things. And then a castle for a head or a hat, something.
Yeah.
I don't know. This was at the Grammys, by the way. That's what we're referring to.
Yes.
So, yeah, something wrong with that kid and that family.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah, After Earth was his last movie in 2013, so it's been... 12 years, so...
Yeah.
He's done voice work here and there.
Sure. Okay.
What about you? What you got? What have you been seeing?
Yeah, where to start? You want to talk about the Jurassic World trailer?
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize this. So all three Jurassic World movies made over $1 billion. I think the last one made like 1.5 or 1.6 or 3.
Really?
I don't know. Somewhere around that.
That's surprising to me, actually. I did not know that.
Well, I know. And like they're pretty awful movies. Like the last two. Jurassic World was okay. It was just rehashing a lot of the original Jurassic Park and making it a little bit bigger, grander. Chris Pratt was good in it. He was probably the best part of it. And
yeah, for sure.
And Jurassic World, it was just fine. That made a lot of money. So they made the second one, which was awful. The whole like clone girl storyline, and there was like black market deal going on with the dinosaurs. They're selling them, and then at the end they break free and roam the earth or whatever. And then you had, that was what, Fallen Kingdom, and then Dominion, which was even worse. I don't know. Maybe it was worse. They were both terrible. I hated the Dominion, especially the whole plot focusing around like the virus from the bug or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw them once and forgot about it. Like, and obviously they brought Jeff Goldblum and the other two.
That's right. Yeah.
Can't remember their names back for the third one.
I watched the second and third in theaters and never watched either of them again.
Yes, I didn't see the third one in theaters. I just watched it afterwards. But
I
saw the second one in theaters. Haven't watched it again.
Yep,
I've seen Jurassic World maybe two or three times. I think I watched it on an airplane once.
Yeah,
and then in theaters. So I don't know. Anyways, to say all that, they make a lot of money. You slap Jurassic Park sticker on the front, and it makes a lot of money. So why not do it again? It makes sense from a studio standpoint. It makes sense from a business standpoint. So they're doing a fourth, kind of like a reboot, rehashing of Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, and calling it Jurassic World Rebirth. These titles are so ridiculous. Jurassic World, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Jurassic World Dominion, Jurassic World Rebirth. It's like, okay, whatever. This would be Jurassic World Rises.
And it's centered around Scarlett Johansson.
Yep. Mahershala Ali. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What you got is you got the masculine female who's, you know, better than everyone else. You got the effeminate man who's a loser and screws up all the time and is the laughing stock of the movie. Mm. And then you have the over the top masculine male character who, you know, always crosses the line and, you know, is probably a little toxic. They're going to portray him as like toxic, as if he's like a toxic masculine man. It has the formulas right there. It's, you know, put it in and they probably will make a bunch of money. It's like the Transformers movies. You know, they just kept pumping them out and they kept making money until they didn't, and then they finally like went a different route. It just, they'll keep doing it until it makes money. Or like the Avatar movies, the first two Avatar movies. No, I've never met someone that actually, I mean, I'm sure I have. Most part, I've never met someone that says like, oh, I love the Avatar movies. Like, they're my favorite films ever.
Yeah.
And yet they make $2 billion.
Whatever. It's crazy.
So. Anyways, what do you think of the trailer?
There is nothing in it that really stood out to me. I mean, it just looks like another, like this is what you would expect from milking a franchise till there's nothing left.
Yeah. Basically. You have like the new mutant dinosaur. It literally looks like
that's what they had in like the Jurassic World movies. Like that's what the first one was about mutant dinosaur,
the Indominus Rex or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a new mutant dinosaur that, you know, they've cooked up in a lab and it's roaming free. It looks like cool. It looks like a something you find in like a horror movie. It looks like a xenomorph. I've been saying that. Okay, it's cool. I wish they didn't have to put Jurassic Park on the title. Like, it doesn't have to be a Jurassic Park movie. It could just be a cool dinosaur movie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Nobody's making another dinosaur movie outside of Jurassic Park.
Right. That's successful. What was the one that Adam
Driver did? Like, there's no...
Right.
Adam Driver did do one. Like, was that the 65 one?
Yeah, yeah. 65 AD or BC.
Yeah.
65 million BC. And it bombed really bad.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a dumb movie. Like, it wasn't, like,
I'm sure.
Good.
I never saw it, but yeah.
Like, I feel like if someone could take the whole concept of Jurassic Park and make a movie, not copying it, but, like, the sort of the same type of concept and make a good dinosaur movie. Or even just, I mean, you don't even have to take the Jurassic Park concept. I mean, make your own new concept and there's, mm-hmm. but I think that one, because I think that one was heavily advertised as like an action movie, and that's not what the original Jurassic Park movies were at all, were action movies. They had like dinosaur action.
No. They weren't. So that's actually one thing that I came across the other day. Jurassic Park was not intended to be an action movie.
Right.
Exactly. It was a, you know, adventure thriller.
Yeah.
A little bit of horror.
Yeah, exactly.
Type movie.
And I think
they turned them into action movies.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I'm saying, that the Adam Driver movie is 100% an action movie.
Yeah.
Even more so than the Jurassic World ones. Like, that's one reason I think it bombed, is because they were going in a direction that doesn't work. Like, make an adventure movie with dinosaurs, not an action. That isn't Jurassic Park, and I think that would work well.
Totally. Make a horror movie with dinosaurs. Straight up horror. Yeah. Dinosaurs are scary. Like man, the raptor scenes in the first three films, I feel like I think everyone had a raptor scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying, man. Yeah. Even the T-Rex, you know, it's just menacing. And, of course, they have to keep... Like, they have to keep making a new dinosaur to bump up the scariness of it. And that was literally the plot of the first Jurassic World.
World, like, yep.
we needed to go bigger and badder than the T-Rex. Yep. It's kind of like a meta insert there. But yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have zero interest. I mean, like, I like Mahershala Ali, but just like a... I don't know. I'd rather just go back and watch the old Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
I mean, the visual effects are still better than what we get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen Lost World in a long time. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. I know the first and third one are decent. People don't usually like the third one, but I think I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Alan! I just remember that raptor talking. Alan. Anyways. So this movie comes out in July. Okay. In light of the fact that every Jurassic World movie has made well over $1 billion, what do you think is going to do better in July? Fantastic Four, Superman, or Jurassic World?
I don't know. It's wild that all three of these are coming out in the same month. Like, very wild.
Well, dude, like,
Jurassic,
not really, like, to buy, like, think about, go back 10 years ago, you know, it's June, July, and August were the big months for movies. Movie came out like in the same month, like every superhero movie, DC, Marvel, Jurassic World, all these like crazy action movies, Transformers, you always had like big movies in July. But it's been so watered down the last like decade almost. To where it's like, oh wow, it's so insane that we're getting these three big movies in the month of July. It's like,
yeah, I think it's been since probably before COVID that we've had like three big blockbusters coming out in the same time.
Probably.
The same month though, these are coming out like very close to each other. It's probably not as abnormal as I'm thinking, but it does seem a little bit wild. I don't think Jurassic World's going to be much of a competitor compared to Fantastic Four and Superman. Those are the two that everybody's going to go see. You know, I think most kids are going to want to go see Superman. Some are going to want to go see Jurassic World. And then Fantastic Four. I mean, I don't know. It's a good family movie, so it's going to be... My bet is that Superman's going to take the winning out of the three, and then probably Fantastic Four, and then Jurassic World is my guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's hard to say, because, like, based on the fact that the three Jurassic World movies have made as much as they have, like, people just like seeing dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, you have your little kids that don't really know what they're watching but know what a dinosaur is. Like, they're the ones that are going to want to go see it, so then the whole family goes. Right. So, I mean, dinosaurs are always just an easy go-to for kids.
But then you got Superman.
But then you got Superman, and Superman's a big draw for kids. Fantastic Four, I think, is a little bit of a stretch. A lot of people don't know what they are. But if the advertising goes well and kids want to see it, I feel like Fantastic Four is much more of a comic book, like the target audience is much more comic book fans than it is families. I mean, that's kind of what Fantastic Four always has been, because they've never really had a giant fan base. I mean, a giant draw to them outside of the comic fans, which we've seen in the other Fantastic Four movies that just didn't perform well. I mean, they were terrible movies, but that doesn't always stop movies from doing really well. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will be. If Superman is at least a decent film, it'll probably top all three of the films.
Yeah, I think so.
If it has good word of mouth. Like, word of mouth is going to be the make it or break it for all three films.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, you know, it's the MCU, too. Like, Marvel, like, are they going to draw back all the fans they've lost? I don't know. They can't mess this one up, because, like, comic book fans that especially fans of the Fantastic Four, they've seen it fail over and over again now. And so, like, Marvel can't mess this up, and they know that. They likely will screw it up, but there's that.
Yeah. Well, I also want to give them props. Like, if they continue with their advertising and they advertise no connection to the broader MCU, like the Earth 616 is the MCU, right? Yeah. If they draw no connection to that, like, props to them, because this will be the first time that they're like, hey, come watch this movie. Not because we're connecting it to all this other stuff, but because it's its own thing and it's going to be good. Like, they haven't done that. Like, when was the last time there was a comic book movie that didn't do that? Like, it's been a while.
And, like, I kind of agree with you, but I kind of don't, because the whole point of announcing Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom
was for this movie.
Like, they bring him out.
So far in their...
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to put him in the trailer? I don't think they're going to. I really don't.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because
It's going to be the end credit scene, so they can't.
Maybe. But...
They're not going to pull a Morbius.
Well,
they're not that desperate.
Honestly, well, no, but they've become probably that dumb.
Yeah. Well, that's
we'll
a whole
see.
Other thing.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping they don't. I hope they stick to their guns. They're like, no, this is going to be a good movie. We don't need to draw. Like, this is what we made. We made something we feel is good. Come watch it for that, not because of Robert Downey Jr. or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
And so far, with their first trailer, that's what they're going for.
Right.
Anyway, we should move on from Fantastic Four. We ended up talking about it.
Yes.
Did you
see that? So let's talk about Harrison Ford. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What's going on with Harrison Ford?
He was asked about Dial of Destiny and why it was a failure from a reporter. Mm. And he just had the typical Harrison Ford response. He basically said, crap happens. Though he didn't use crap. He just said, people didn't go see it. It wasn't as good as everyone hoped, and that was it. And he had said, like, he wished that he would have had one last hurrah as Indiana Jones at the end of the film, where, you know, even though he's beaten down, he comes back and he becomes the hero once again. Mm-hmm. But instead they have the woman knock him out and her finish the story and save the day, and then he wakes up in his home and whatever. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dumbest ending ever, especially to an Indiana Jones film. But he just recognized, what he didn't do is when they asked him the question, he didn't say, oh, well, you know, those racists and those bigots and sexists, they did was bash my movie and bash the woman, the lead actress and all these things. Like, I don't know, he didn't do that. He just said, that happens,
Yep.
Movies fail.
Yeah, that's good.
That's Hollywood, brother. That's it.
Yeah.
And then he went off and smoked some weed. Or he already was smoking weed. I don't know.
Great. did you see that they're making a sequel to Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius?
Ugh. Yeah. It's stupid. What do you mean sequel? Like, to the movie?
Yeah. It'd be the animated movie. Yeah. Because there's only one movie. There's the show, but there's only one movie.
Yeah.
Movie, what was the movie after the show or before the show?
It was after, like Jimmy Neutron was a thing before the movie, so yeah. They had the show, then the movie, and then I'm sure they continued the show or something, but honestly, I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, a lot of times, like, shows like that, animated shows, will end with a movie. Like, that's not uncommon at all. So that's
true.
That could be what happens.
Yeah. I have no idea.
But yeah, they're making a sequel to that.
Uh-huh. Fun. Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
No thank you. So Disney Plus lost a lot of subscribers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's what, 700,000?
Yep.
In the first quarter.
Yeah. I think it was just in January, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, the first quarter's not over, so.
So, in the month of January, they lost 700,000, almost a million subscribers.
Yeah. Just from their already low amount.
Right. And I think, like, over the last, like, 3 or 4 months, Netflix has gained, like, 19 million or something crazy.
Wow.
I don't remember what it was, but it was a huge number. Like, in the millions. So it's like, Disney. But and what does it come after? It comes after a year with what? The Acolyte.
There was nothing.
What Marvel? I don't know.
Nothing
Marvel
on Disney Plus.
I don't know.
The only time I went to Disney Plus is when I searched for a movie that I didn't have. I'm like, where can I watch this? So like, oh, it's on Disney Plus. Mostly because of Hulu, because their connection with Hulu.
Mostly because of Hulu, exactly.
And so then I go and watch that movie. But, like, that's it. Like, nothing they have produced, I haven't gone to Disney Plus because I'm like, oh, they're making this. I want to watch it. Like, nothing. Right. Like, all the crap that they've been putting out this last year has not drawn me to them at all.
Well, I think they only had, like, 7... Original project, not original, but 7 projects last year or something like that.
I think the last thing I watched was Loki season 2 on Disney Plus, like of what they produced. Yeah. I don't think I've watched anything else. That must have been last year, right? Or maybe it was 23.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
That was forgettable. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, dude.
It would have been 23, end of 23 that.
Oh wow.
Because we started our podcast as soon as
You're right.
Yeah. Remember that. But I don't think I've watched anything since I watched the first 10-15 minutes of Acolyte. Actually, I think I watched I think it was like 8 minutes or something, really short. And then I turned it off because I didn't want to watch anymore.
Power of one, the power of two.
What else have they released?
Power of many.
I don't think anything. That's exactly why. Like, they've released nothing worth subscribing for.
Right. And you have Netflix. Like, yeah, Netflix is still hit or miss with their projects, but they're always making new projects.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always bringing people in. Like, they have original shows that people love to watch, like Squid Games, like Stranger Things. I've had other ones. You know, just shows that people are interested in and they watch and they keep coming back to. Mm-hmm. And then you have Disney Plus that just can't. Like, what have they released that has been, like, culturally relevant, that's been enjoyed by the masses? Mandalorian season 1 and maybe season 2, like, that's it.
Yeah, well, Mandalorian season 1 was literally when Disney Plus launched.
Yeah,
like that's how long it's been.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been since they've been relevant. And people are realizing, oh, I still have a subscription to this thing. I need to cancel this.
Well, most people who have subscription have it because of Verizon, like us, because our parents.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Verizon, gives you.
They gave, like, everyone like a 3-year free subscription or something.
I think it's still going on. I think it's still. Maybe. It's kind of indefinite. I think you just get it. I could be wrong, though. Oh. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I
don't know.
There's going to be a shift soon. I mean, they can't keep losing money like that, and there's going to be a change in streaming services. We're going to see some sort of shift, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Yep. Cha.
Did you see that video with Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, and Dennis Quaid?
Video?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So I think they're I think it's sort of in promotion to a movie that they're doing together.
Okay.
But the they're like in character in the video, right? And they're talking about, they're all in a car. Woody Harrelson's driving. Matthew McConaughey's in the passenger seat, and Dennis Quaid's in the back in handcuffs. And they're all in character for I think it's a movie. Let me double check real quick.
Is it like a Super Bowl commercial or something?
No. So in this video, the three of them are in a car, and Matthew McConaughey is talking with. Well, actually, they're all three talking throughout it, but they're all conversing about everything that's great about Texas, and specifically
in Texas,
specifically in film, why filming movies in Texas is better. And they're talking about tax incentives and these, but they're all like in character. And then at the end, Matthew McConaughey looks at the camera and says, "So how about it, Texas?" I should have watched the video before this so I could remember exactly what he says. But the point was that he's saying, like, we want to move Hollywood to Texas. Like, that's what he was saying. Okay. And they were talking about, really? Like, how Texas was better than Hollywood. And so the three of them are essentially saying, Texas, we want to move Hollywood to you. What are you going to do about it? Like, that's what the video was.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very...
Yeah, I mean, that seems like it'd be a continued trend. Like, you know, Elon Musk, he moved his entire company over to Texas from California.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg is doing it with Meta. Like, he's moving all his stuff to to Texas. There was someone else.
Well, yeah, they got the weather, they got the landscape. Like, they could, like,
and it's not California.
It's not California. They actually could make a good new film industry in Texas, and it would actually work pretty well.
Totally.
But yeah, you should watch the video.
See it happen.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
You got three pretty heavy hitters in Hollywood saying that,
right.
Like, literally calling out Hollywood, saying, we don't want you anymore. Texas, we want you. What are you going to do about it?
That's wild. And
yeah, it's very wild. Like, I mean, yeah. Be interesting.
Definitely.
Crazy things are happening.
Yes. This one's an interesting one. Ki-Hu Kwan, Short Round from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and Lily Reinhart, I don't know who that is, but they will star in a new horror movie called Bad Boy. And it's from the producers of Long Legs, which, you know, from the producers of really doesn't mean much, but same producers. And it follows a woman trying to escape a deadly serial killer, told from the perspective of the killer's dog. What do you think about this?
That can't be real.
No, like, legit, is.
That's gotta be a joke.
No, it's not. It's, dude, these concept horrors are getting out of hand. Gosh. So, okay, have you seen From a Killer's Instinct, or no, what's it called? From a Violent Nature, or In a Violent Nature, From a Violent Nature. It's told from the perspective of a serial killer, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all, like, most of it's, like, one shot. It's not all just one shot, but it's following him, like, camera's following him from the back.
Right.
It's pretty brutal and gruesome. I don't recommend it. I didn't like it. But anyways, that was, like, one that I remember. Like, that's kind of where it started. That came out, like, 2 years ago. They just released a movie called Presence, told from the perspective of a supernatural entity. I did a review of it on Patreon.
Right.
If you guys want to check that out, please go check that out, along with all our other reviews. But it was really dumb. It was dumb. And now, you know, I'm sure there's other ones, but those two, and then this one are the ones that I can think of, where now it's told from the perspective of the killer's dog. So you're going to follow the dog around as the dog witnesses his master killing and hunting a woman. And it's called Bad Boy. So there's that.
That's so dumb. Why?
Yeah, I mean,
why
I
would you do that?
I'm assuming Short Round is the serial killer. Like, I'm interested in that. But
yeah, it says Gary the dog is a good boy who loves his owner, Kwan.
Gary the dog.
The Asian guy. He gets treats and belly rubs, and life is great. Gary isn't allowed in the basement, though. And even if he was, he can't unlock doors. But there's a girl in the basement, and she can't come out to play. Gary doesn't know it, but he's her only chance. But he's her only chance. And that's the film's synopsis.
Okay.
So he just wants to play with this girl that's in the basement.
Yeah.
But she can't come out. So he's just like, he wants to play with her. And
yeah.
That's how she gets out. So it's through the dog, I guess.
I guess so. So what kind of cool concept horrors could we come up with? I don't even know.
don't know. That's just
dumb.
Yep, it is pretty dumb.
I don't know. It is what it is. It's just another movie that's just gonna. I mean, it's nobody's gonna see that. It'll be completely.
I mean, it's a. I mean, yeah, but think about very, very low budget. You know.
Yeah.
There are horror fans that are gonna go see it. Yeah. I will probably go see it. I went and saw Presence. That movie is dumb. It's just, I don't know. I love Long Legs, of course. You need to see it. I'm assuming you haven't talked to me about
Not
it.
Not yet.
You see Sean Long Legs. You know what I watched?
What?
That was in the horror. It was pretty horrifying. Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman, and Justice League. No, it wasn't. I watched all of them. Again. After not having watched them in a long time. And my opinion on all of them. No. My opinion still stands, but it's gotten. But my opinion of them is worse than it was before.
Interesting. Well,
I think they're awful.
I don't got anything else. What about you?
As far as news, not really. Elliot Page is going to be in. The Odyssey, Christopher Nolan. Right.
Yep.
Apparently it's a rumor. I don't know. It wasn't confirmed. I don't think any of these castings, besides like Tom Holland, Matt Damon, and whatever the other one is, like not necessarily confirmed. I don't know. It's interesting as to like why did he. I mean, she's been in his movies before, or at least Inception.
She was in Inception, and and obviously he always very commonly recasts people.
The casting for this movie is like, I'm very disappointed in it. Nothing about it really is like, oh, I can't wait. Like Zendaya's in it, even Tom Holland. Like I don't really.
Yeah, no.
Not super keen on it.
I mean, it's a Christopher Nolan movie. I mean, you know the feel of Christopher Nolan movies. Like, I don't know. I think this is going to be not at all what we expect it to be. It's not going to be the type of movie we expect it. I don't think it's going to be a direct adaptation of the Odyssey. I think it's going to be very much rewritten and stylized and heavily, and I don't think it's going to be, I guess I don't think it's going to be the Odyssey. I think it's going to be his own thing that's just very different.
Maybe. I mean, like, so would you consider Oppenheimer and Dunkirk to be stylized versions of historical events?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Dunkirk for sure has that feel of Christopher Nolan. It's very, a lot of his movies are, you know, very grounded, like very character driven, which I mean, I guess that fits with the Odyssey. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it will be.
Like, I mean, is it going to be like, you know, like Pirates of the Caribbean? You know, like I don't think it'll be grand like that. Like when I think of, like, I just think his movies are just almost too grounded to be this. And he's always doing weird things and twists and making things not make sense for whatever reason he deems to be.
Tenet.
Yeah.
I do want to watch Tenet. I think I've seen it once. I don't know. I want to understand. I want to understand that movie. But I just,
it can be. It can be understood. But it's not it. Like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think you should be making two stories that are going in opposite directions. That's what he made with that movie.
Stories weren't meant to be told that way.
Stories are not supposed to be told that way. Is it a fun concept movie? I guess, if you like that kind of thing. But that's mostly what it is a concept movie. And like when you have a concept movie, that's usually what the story is the concept. It's not an actual story. So the two stories that are going are not very good stories in and of themselves. It's just the whole concept itself that's driving the story and making people want to watch it, not the story themselves. So he doesn't really tell great stories in that.
Sure.
Because he's so focused on his weirdness that he does. And it just doesn't really work.
It can't. Like, Dunkirk, I like Dunkirk. Once you kind of understand the story and understand how you're following different events, told chronologically, but from different time frames.
And he tells you the times. He's like, okay, this is what time of day this is. This is what time of day this is. We haven't gotten to this yet, but these stories are all working towards this one point, which is great.
Yeah, like Interstellar's, I mean.
Interstellar's all right.
Inception, I think, is great. And then the Dark Knight trilogy. What's your opinion of the Prestige? I don't know if we've talked about the Prestige.
I watched it once a while ago, and I didn't really like it.
You didn't? Okay, like, I feel like that's like right up your alley with really, like.
It was about clones.
Depressing.
I don't
want
to watch a movie about clones.
Well, it's no, it's. Well,
it's because that it was kind of when I watched it.
It's about twins, and then he does clone himself. But okay,
yes, when I watched it, I was excited about that it was a magic movie, but then I watched it and I was like, oh, this is clones. This isn't even real. Like, this is fake and dumb. And so then I didn't like it.
Okay. Well, but you don't find out till the end.
If you make a movie about magic, it needs to be grounded. Which, speaking of magic movies, they're making Now You See Me 4. I think they're in the fourth one.
Yeah.
And they are going back to the groundedness of the first one. And they're not, because like the other two were becoming, it's basically magic that like, it's just move. It's just
over the top, like
overdone.
It's
with
unrealistic.
It's very unrealistic. And the main girl that's in all of them, I can't remember her name, but she was saying that, no, like, every magic trick in this new movie you can do, just like in the first one. Like, we're getting back to the groundedness of it. And it's because that's what people like. Like, that's like when you watch a movie about magic, you want to watch a movie with magic tricks that can actually be done, because that's why people are watching a movie about magic, because it's cool. That's what makes it cool.
Okay.
In my opinion.
But, like, you even have like Nikola Tesla as a character in the film, and his kind of there is some reality to it, and his pursuit and like the things that he was able to experience. And then if you want to get into like the haunted cosmos sphere of things, like, you know, the things that certain people in history have been able to do with magic have been quite fascinating. And I think the Prestige really helps like kind of creates good conversation there. I wish I would have put it on my list. I almost did for our top 10 movies.
Yeah.
I wish I would have. But we'll have to watch it someday and review it.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Because I think Prestige is great. And I feel like that's like up your alley of like kind of dark endings and kind of not morally gray, but like.
I'll have to watch it again. Like,
tragic stories. It's a very tragic story. So
yeah, I'll have to watch it again.
You should. All right.
We should wrap up this episode.
Okie dokie.
You want to wrap us up?
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you all for listening to this Movie Chronicles with us, the Powell Bros. It's been a pleasure, and we look forward to this every week. And, yeah, there's a lot of things ahead that we're excited about, and we just hope that you're joining us in that journey with us as we create good content and seek to create content that honors the Lord. And so we ask that you watch good movies and glorify God. And yeah, thank you guys for your support, and thank you for watching and listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're out.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.